we do indeed offer explanations on More Than Money. Welcome to More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your personal financial advisor, for the next couple of hours here on iHeartMedia, WAEB, AM 790. Happy to be with you. Goodness, this morning, happy to be up and around. What a gorgeous morning. I must have misunderstood the weather report. I thought today was supposed to be the start of raining last night and raining on through today, but not this morning. The sunrise was absolutely spectacular. It is, it's gorgeous out there. It may not stay that way. I don't know if you've noticed, but the weather lately, lately? Goodness, just rewind back to, a year ago between winter and now spring. It's been very, very interesting. We hope that you're weathering all of that. Oh, see how I did that? See how I put... All right, never mind. We hope that you're making it through and enjoying your spring, almost summer, as much as you possibly can. It is Saturday. It's June the 2nd, which is insane. Where they say the days go slow and the years go fast, and they really do. We hope you're enjoying every single day of them. So if we can be of service to you this morning, that's exactly what we wish to be. We invented More Than Money to serve your financial needs, provide you with financial information on your circumstance, your specific set of concerns, and whatever information we can provide, whether it's investment ideas, helping with retirement, whether it's estate planning, perhaps wills, trust, filial support law, long-term care insurance, life insurance. It could be a discussion of income tax issues or generating deductions or the new tax law, or it could be your business, how best to run or liquidate a business for your best advantage. All of these things are on the table, and of course, it is more than money, so there's a whole lot more, because I can't begin to think up all the list of items and issues and concerns and questions that you may have, which is why you're not part of the show. You're the heart of the show. And for those of you that call in, we deeply appreciate that. That kind of stimulates everybody out there, gets people thinking and relating to your questions. And for folks to send us emails, we appreciate that equally as much indeed. And we try to answer as many of those as we possibly can. What? All right. If Robin Williams were here, he could do that really well. Let's rewind that. We'll try that again. It's a special show today, as later in the show, in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be welcoming two very wonderful folks, Sarah and Shane of Laughing at My Nightmare. Sarah will be, if I understand correctly, she's joining us in the studio. Shane will be joining us via the miracle of modern technology called the telephone. I think loosely translated, it means telephone. I mean, please. If I understand correctly, Shane's in Minnesota this morning, so he'll be struggling with the time differentials, and we'll throw him some curveballs as best we can. For those of you who are not familiar with Laughing at My Nightmare, you're going to want to stick with us through the 9 o'clock segment, because it's a remarkable story. And these are remarkable young people, and you want to know them. You absolutely do. If you would like to join us this morning, there's three ways to do it, all of which are designed to make it as easy as possible for you to be the heart of the show. First, most traditional, old school, give us a call, 610-720-7900, 610-720-7900. You can send me an email directly to my smart device, which sadly, depending on when you catch me, the phone is always smart. It's the guy, actually. Oh, well. You can send me an email, Gene, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com. And you can be part of our show wherever you have access to the internet live and in person. All you have to do is log on to morethanmoneyonline.com. morethanmoneyonline.com. Hit the listen live button and then hit the Ask Gene button. You're listening to the entire show. And we have listeners coast to coast, lots of folks in California, some in the Northwest, some in the Plains states, a whole bunch down south, And then, of course, our very own Lehigh Valley, the epicenter of More Than Money. I know, what a vocabulary in this guy. Be even cooler if he knew what half those words meant. Even cooler. 610-720-7900. I have a number of, great questions. I have a number of interesting emails to share with you, but I want to start with a conversation I had last evening with yesterday we had sunshine in the afternoon. As I glanced out and I saw that glow, I thought, nuclear holocaust. Because I hadn't seen anything like that in the sky for weeks. And then in our office, Sue Velarde, very, very bright, went, I think it's sunshine. I'm going way out on a limb, but I think it's sunshine. So I made the executive decision. I could do that because my wife wasn't there. So I was allowed to make the executive decision to kick everybody out 2:30 or so and get out and go and enjoy some sunshine. And everybody took off. So I stuck around and manned the phones and took some calls. And we had a gentleman, very, very nice. Admittedly, the question, if the tone of the question was slightly different, it could have been offensive. Yeah, it could have been. It wasn't, because it was not his intent and his tone was not offensive in any way. In essence, it was, hey, he had seen a rerun of my TV show on Blue Ridge Cable. They carry the show live Thursday nights at 7, but they rerun it, I think 4 times during the week. And I know they do one 6 a.m. on a Saturday morning. Oh, yeah, because and I get lots of calls off of that show, 6 a.m. I know there's a Sunday, either late morning or early afternoon, but apparently he had seen a broadcast of the show. And he's saying, it all sounds good. It all sounds good. Got it. All sounds good. You seem really good. You seem nice. You seem honorable. You seem that way. But what makes you any different? What makes your company, what makes your financial advisory work any different than everybody else? You know what? And again, on its surface, said a slightly different way. Yeah, what makes you think you're so different? All right, that's kind of offensive. That's kind of come over here, I'll smack you. You know, that's offensive. But that's not how it was. It was neither phrased that way. It was not expressed that way. His tone was not. It was just, it was actually, I thought, a rather interesting and appropriate question. So we had a really nice conversation, and it helped me, I think, more than it helped him. Nice. Yeah, I was like going, come on, this was, at the end of the conversation, he was thanking me, and I said, you know what, thank you, because it gave me a chance to kind of think through and kind of articulate some of the things that we do that are very, very different, And that's, every business person should do that. If you're a business person out there, if you're kind of thinking through and you're saying, hey, we do X, kind of think through what makes you different. Why would somebody choose you over someone else? Are there other financial advisors in the world? Sure. Of course. Are there other worthy financial advisors in the world? Of course. I think the number one differential is how we feel about our clients. And that's a very interesting, I'm certain on some level, this gentleman, and I say I'm certain because we had quite a conversation, there was some expectation of, well, we get higher investment returns than everybody else. Well, I'm certain that we get higher investment returns than some other people. I'm certain that we get lower investment returns. I'm certain that we're, and again, because as you've heard me say so many times, it depends. It isn't important whether we get higher or lower investment returns than some other advisor. It's important whether we get higher or lower investment returns for you. Because isn't it really all about you? And I think that's really what turned the light bulb on for me. The fact that we feel differently about our clients. Our approach to investments are different because we feel differently about our clients. We're not competing with other financial advisors and to get a 10.13% rate of return, and they only got a 10.07%. No, we're not competing in that sense. We're competing to be the very best, most caring financial advisors for our clients. We've used a phrase for many, many years, and I shared it with this gentleman yesterday, that we consider ourselves to be financial advisors that care for the financial lives of appreciative clients. Now, as you think through those words, those are very specifically chosen. We care about our clients. I can't tell you how many folks come through our door and get hugs. I can't tell you how many folks come through the door and share pictures of kids and grandkids and grand puppies and grand kittens. And it's just, they share their lives as we share with them. I can't tell you how many people come through the door and go, where's Harley? Where's Maya? Can I get scratch behind the ear for a chocolate lab or a little black lab puppy? Caring at first and foremost is so much more. Oh my gosh, so much more than investing. So much more than cash flow. I'll share with you momentarily an email we received yesterday about our good friend Mark Basak, our Social Security expert on our team. It's so much more than those things. And again, the words more than money, they were handed to me. I wish I could tell you I was brilliant when I picked those up. It's kind of like, sometimes you just kind of have that sense. You hear a voice, maybe not out loud, but just kind of reeled down in that quiet place. And it is about more than money. It's about people, and it's about lives, and it's about dreams, and it's about legacies. So we care for the financial lives of appreciative clients. And that's an important part, too. It's a two-way street. It's a two-way street. I often say on air that we don't take everybody who comes through our door. Not everyone who raises their hand and say, hey, I'd like to be a financial advisory client of More Than Money is acceptable. And some folks have misinterpreted that and say, oh, well, if we don't have enough money, that's not it. It's not about money. It's about caring. It's about appreciation. It's about chemistry. It's about a relationship. And if truth be told, I again in recent months particularly, I've kind of evolved my litmus test of when I meet somebody, do I kind of feel like yes, this is a yes versus a no? The test is, do I expect that all things considered we'll be together for at least 20 years? Now, considering my advanced age, that's where we throw in the all things considered part. My advanced age aside, we have lots of folks at More Than Money who are way younger than me. Okay, that would be everybody. Anyway, so the bottom line is either there's a basis for a relationship, a long-term relationship, or there isn't. And that has nothing to do with dollar signs. Folks with modest amounts of money who are wonderful and caring and appreciative, they fit us. They fit us wonderfully. And of course, we'll be together 20 years. And then there are some folks that we meet. And by the way, we have folks that we meet that have very modest amounts of money who are a royal pain in the tuchus. Tuchus? Yeah, Google that. See if you can spell that. They are grumpy people. Not only do I not want to spend 20 years with them, the first 20 minutes was painful. Oh, how exciting. Hey, they're coming back. No, please don't let them come back. And again, that's independent of dollar signs. If you've got a very large number, a very small number, you can still be a pain in the, you can be a grouch. They tell the story of folks having a conversation over coffee after church one Sunday morning. And one lady asked the other, do you ever wake up, grouchy? And she said, no, I try to let him sleep. Grouchy doesn't work at More Than Money. But relationships do. So I was explaining to this gentleman that the number of things that we do that go above and beyond what most people think about financial advisors. Let me give you an example. Many of you are aware, I'm sure, that on our team we have a gentleman, and to be fair, I think even indirectly his wife as well, who are just amazingly knowledgeable about the Social Security system, but also amazingly wonderful people. If you spend time with Mark and or his wife, you will walk away going, that was just a pleasure. Talk about, having a relationship that you would hope that you could see would go on for 20 years. Perfect example. Wonderful, wonderful people. And when Mark became available, we were very, very lucky that he agreed that as part of his retirement. He would spend some time with us on a regular basis, and so he has. And the impact for some folks, it can be difficult to measure. And then there's other times where it's rather easily measured. We received an email back in February from a gentleman. He and I spoke on air. It was one of the shows where Mark was with us in the studio, and we talked about a Social Security question, and he was really asking about benefits for his wife. And without going into specifics, he was under the impression that Social Security back in 2009 had made a mistake. In our discussion on air, Mark's understanding of this gentleman's question, Mark agreed with him. He agreed that it appeared Social Security had made a mistake. So he ended up having a conversation back and forth with this gentleman. And then he did something a step further, because this is the kind of man that he is. He followed up about a month later with an email to this gentleman saying, hey, we had this conversation. How'd you make out? What kind of happened with Social Security? And the gentleman was kind enough. Now, I have all these emails kind of in a thread, and I'm giving you the summary. But he was kind enough to send Mark an email back saying, hey, it's been 9 years. Social Security has kind of reinforced that they're right, we're wrong. And he said, but I called again and was able to get an appointment with someone that seemed to be willing to explore the issue. We received this email yesterday. Good news. Social Security has finally completed processing my wife's claim, and today we received a check for $1,000, representing payments she should have received over the last 8 years. In addition, her Social Security will rise almost $200 a month going forward. Gentleman says very kind words, very, very kind words. And I don't want to use first names because I don't want to use names. It's privacy issues. But very, very kind words about Mark, of course, and about our team and about our show. Folks of modest means, can you imagine the impact of just opening the envelope and knowing if you could get a couple $100 a month extra, it would make all the difference in the world? And then you open a check for $15,000 and change. First of all, it's we are blessed in our firm, in our company, in our team, that we are serving hundreds of folks, and we are blessed that we have wonderfully large number of clients who are very, very, very successful and have accumulated very large accounts. It's a beautiful thing. And do we take great pride in helping those folks and helping them with legacies and setting up their estates and protecting their kids? And you'll hear an email this morning about great grandchildren. And sure, that's it. And it's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. But it's no less wonderful to get an email from a couple that very modest means. And because Mark Basak is not just knowledgeable, but caring and persistent, was able to help them secure a block of money that I'm guessing in their lives may approach miraculous. If it seems to you that at the moment this makes me a bit emotional, it's because it does. It's because it does. Achieving a certain rate of investment return is academic. It's the blocking and tackling of what we do. It's the fundamentals. Helping somebody to this extent is, it's glorious. It's just glorious. I want to thank these folks for following back up and letting us know. I want to thank Mark for his good work. I want to thank all of you because you spread the word and you let folks know that they should be listening. And on these kind of an occasions, and I know that we help a lot of folks that we'll never know about. We'll never know the details. And that's fine. I mean, that's kind of the nature of radio. We put out a lot of what we hope is really valuable information, and we hope all of you take advantage. We hope every single person that's listening gets some value, some advantage, some gain out of what they may hear on the show. And for the most part, I'm going to guess 90% plus we'll never know. But boy, when we find out, you want to talk about putting a spring in your step? Is actually kind of coincidental since it's spring. And I was walking. All right, sorry. That kind of fell off the cliff pretty quickly. It was in my head, it was very funny. And as my daughters will tell you, that's where most of the humor actually resides, is in my head. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Again, as a reminder, in the 9 o'clock hour segment, Sarah and Shane of Laughing at My Nightmare, we're going to be talking about a cool event coming up. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. John's going to be stuck in the audience. Sorry. Hey, We all have our jobs to do. Cross-eyed bears. Exactly. We all have our cross-eyed bears. 610-720-7900. Coming up in 2 weeks, very special event. You're going to want to know about that with Laughing in My Nightmare. And if you've heard this morning me talk about our More Than Money team, I think 90% of our More Than Money team is going to be at this event. So you're going to want to learn about this. So the lovely and talented Sarah, the lovely and talented Shane, in the 9 o'clock segment. Between now and then, we want to answer your questions. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. We're back with you after this on More Than Money. Welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, with 780 years of experience at your service this Saturday morning, June the 2nd. Welcome to a summer-ish, beautiful morning on a Saturday. Hopefully you're enjoying a lot of, hopefully you're not still snoozing. Man, you're missing it. It's beautiful. Absolutely great. And if you're still snoozing, you're missing the show. I get you can pick it up on podcast. I get that. I know. I got it. Yep. You can listen Mondays. I get it. But live, in person, the energy. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Be careful. Be careful. Just watch yourself there, Harvey. Watch yourself. Just be careful. So, do you want to do a name that tune? You want to give that a go, or are you hesitant? Talk to me, John. Talk to me.
No, you know what we'll do?
Yeah, go ahead.
We'll do the name of the tune. We'll do the original.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But then we'll use the other one for.
Oh, okay. To bumper.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like it. I like where you're going with that. So, for those of you that are new to the More Than Money experience, we do a Name That Tune in our 8:30 segment, and a lot of folks have said, not really, you know, it's fun, not really clear how it relates to money, and I keep reminding them, the name of the show is More Than Money, plus it's fun, and we give away stuff, and it's great fun, but, sir...
Are we giving away the Rice-A-Roni this week?
No, there's no Rice-A-Roni.
Sorry.
Please. You know, sometimes you're just so over the top. I just... John. You know what? After, 18, 19 years, you would think... Actually, you would think I would think. So, but... Here's the one clarification. The rule is you got to call in. You have to call in because lots of folks hear the song and they go, oh, I know that. And they send me an email. Sorry. So here's the number that you need, 610-720-7900, 610-720-7900. And the tune and the artist.
Yeah.
Okay, so give it a go there, brother.
It's going to be real short.
Real short. Okay, we'll see. I'm not sure that any longer is necessary. And the hint is, here's the hint. It relates to Laughing at My Nightmare. It relates to Laughing at My Nightmare. Actually, if you could guess how it relates, that'd be even more impressive because it's, all right. It's an inside thing. 610-720-7900. If you know the tune. And the artist, we've got some very, very interesting stuff.
That's my guess.
So bad. So very bad. He's so very bad. 610-720-7900. And while we're waiting for the phones, again in the 9 o'clock hour, Sarah and Shane of Laughing at My Nightmare will be with us. Sarah in the studio, and Shane's going to be calling in. Now a resident of the Midwest, Minnesota. We have lots of friends out in Minnesota. We have family in Duluth. We have dear friends that their son and daughter-in-law are, as far as we're concerned, family. So it's near and dear to our hearts. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on More Than Money.
Good morning, Dean. That song is probably by Creedence Clearwater, and it's Proud Mary.
And John, is that a thumbs up? He gives you a thumbs up. Congratulations. It is indeed. It's a great song. And a little bit later in the show, we'll make sure that you understand the connection between Proud Mary and Laughing in My Nightmare. But hold on a second. John will get your information, and we'll get a nice gift to you. Thanks.
Outstanding.
Thank you so much. Oh, God bless. God bless. Wonderful. Wonderful. Look at our audience. I tell you, you talk about anything old, our audience knows about it. They know me. I mean, so come on. 610-720-7900 if you have a question for More Than Money. Gene at AskMTM.com if you have a question as well. A young lady writes, I expected to retire next year when I turned 66, but my company eliminated our division, and I am now retired early. I looked at my every month expenses. I looked at my every month expenses. That's the stuff that's regular. And my big yearly expenses, and then I added a good amount for all the other stuff. Seems like I've got enough with my Social Security to cover all these bills. I have two 401ks, one from my current job and one from my last job, which was almost 20 years ago. Number one, what should I do with them? And number two, how should they be invested? Well, first of all, congratulations on your retirement. May not have been exactly under your time frame, but it was under... God had other plans for you, so just we'll take that. So the plans are good. Well, first and foremost, congratulations that you have structured your financial life so that you can live on funds that are, gosh, it's kind of rude, but we refer to them as hell or high water. You'll get your Social Security direct deposit, whether the markets are up or down, interest rates are up or down. And that should give you great peace of mind and great comfort. And well done. Well done. So now, what should you do with them? Well, that's a very interesting question. And it kind of depends on a couple things. It kind of depends, what do you want that money to do for you? Is it meant to be, you know, hey, for the extras, so to speak? Hey, I want to take a nice trip. Hey, I've had an issue with the house, or hey, I need a down payment on a car. If that's the case, then what you want that money to do is be under your control and kind of be your cookie jar, your go-to. You want a decent rate of return. You don't want to take a great deal of risk. Now, in terms of simplifying your life, thank you, sir. Perryville, that's right up where we do. I drive through there every Thursday night on the way to the station. See, I should never do that. I should never actually try to multitask. I can, one time I had a root beer and watched a baseball game. So I was pretty proud of that, but goodness. If you are kind of typical, and you've got these two 401ks that are kind of out there, you probably want to simplify your life and bring them into one account. You've got some options. You can bring them into one account, as in bring your old 401k, 20 years old, into your current and leave it in your 401k hands. If you're interested in more direct control, then having an IRA rollover is certainly an option. And if you're interested in a bit of guidance over time, you can certainly look to a financial advisor to assist you in rolling that over to an account that he or she might help you in managing. How should you invest it? That's a very different question. If your current bills are paid and you're looking at getting a solid rate of return over many, many years, you're very young, 65, so hopefully you'll be with us 30 or 40 more years, then probably a balanced approach. Roughly half of your money in a diversified portfolio in the stock market, roughly half of your money in a diversified portfolio of fixed income, bonds of various types, cash perhaps, maybe even a touch of real estate investment trust perhaps, or even maybe a touch of precious metals, either ETF or mutual fund, that kind of thing. Again, balanced with the idea that you'll make a reasonably good upside return when the markets are good, but you'll minimize your volatility, your downside pressure when the markets are kind of stinky, which is a technical term. So all in all, I first of all, congratulations. Second of all, you've got a bright future ahead of you. Third, frugal is always good, and living below your means is always great. And then having this money as your go-to for the extras is really wonderful. I think you're going to do just fine. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. A very fun email we got at the end of last week's show. Gentleman writes, thanks for the show today, with lots of laughter, by the way. The guy who wrote in asking for help with his wife understanding their savings and financing, he said, I could have written that, probably should have written that. He's in his late 50s. He has a few years to go till retirement, but his wife apparently wants him to work until he's 75. His father-in-law apparently worked until he was much older than that. So he has a standard to which she's going to hold him. God bless. He goes on to say he was at the Kenny Loggins a concert in Easton and saw the guy jump and saw Kenny up on the chair and didn't know it was me, of course, but saw that when he tilted and I was able to grab him. That was fantastic. By the way, he says it in very funny tones, very, very well done. Lots and lots of fun. And then he tells me something I had no clue about. He said that Celebrate Me Home was written as a co-written with Melissa Manchester. And I didn't know that. Melissa Manchester, are you kidding me? College, I had everything she put on vinyl. Beautiful, incredible voice, incredible talent. I don't have a clue. I actually sent this gentleman's name is John, sent him an email going, whatever happened to? I'm almost afraid to ask because, I mean, it's been a while and I don't, if it hasn't turned out well, I don't want to know. I really don't want to know. I made the mistake of YouTubing a young lady. I was in a former lifetime. I was in attendance at Woodstock, which a lot of folks, when they hear that, find it kind of not necessarily in keeping, but there you go. So I was at Woodstock and happened to see a particular rock group. We're not going to name names because that's not the point. But the lead singer, young woman in 1969, absolutely gorgeous, unbelievably talented. And I recently did a search on YouTube and they found an interview that she did just a few months ago. And she now looks, sounds, and apparently smokes like a truck driver. It's just, and by the way, that's actually not very complimentary to truck drivers because, oh my gosh, that so wrong on so many levels. But Melissa Manchester, so John, thank you very much. Very, very nice. It was very, it was fun. It was fun. And if we learn anything about Melissa Manchester, if anybody knows, shoot me an email, but just make sure it's all very, very good stuff. One of our most loyal listeners and a really insightful guy wrote an interesting kind of a thesis. And his theory is we constantly hear that advice from financial advisors is maximize the amount we put in our 401k. Gentleman says, I'm beginning to wonder if this is not the best strategy. The traditional rationale is that we put money in now when we're in a particularly high tax rate And when we retire, we'll be in a lower tax rate. And does anyone, his question, particularly the young people, believe that tax rates will be lower in their retirement than they are right now? So put it in a slightly different way. If you're 30 years old and you're retiring in 35 years, do you really think the tax rates are going to go down over the 35 years? The implication is fairly clear and very understandable. Probably not. He goes on to say, I submit that someone who is a disciplined investor would be better off in the long run if they maximize their contribution to a Roth IRA and to their 401k up to the level matched by their employer and invest the rest in a solid no-load mutual fund. Do you think this idea has any merit? Well, first of all, I'm complimented that my opinion of merit is of value to this gentleman. Excuse me. And the reality is there are a couple moving parts here. First and foremost, if an investor is relatively young, and relatively young in my world is something under 45, I would say 401k is still a better way to go. But the Roth 401k really draws me. Slightly higher income taxes right this moment. But in retirement, all the money comes out tax-free. That's pretty cool. Now, in a 401k format, you gain the advantage of payroll deduction. You gain the advantage of automatic investment. You gain the advantage of you don't have to be disciplined. You just sign a piece of paper, and somebody else is disciplined for you. And if you're normal... All right, I realize that doesn't really apply to most of us, but if you're normal, disciplined is not easy. It's flat out not easy. So if you say, hey, I'm going to put this money in the 401k or the Roth IRA, and then I'm going to make myself every month take a check and drop that into a mutual fund, most folks are not going to do that. They will intend to do that. They will, hope to do that. They will pray to do that, but generally they won't do that any more than folks give up pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving. You know, it's not healthy for you. I'm not going to have that. Of course you are. Don't be ridiculous. So bottom line is that if you're normal, or relatively so, the discipline that you would love to have for yourself is provided for you, to you, by your 401k. You sign up. They take the money. You never see it. They put it away for you. It's a pretty good deal. Understanding that the tax differential between now and then may be zero, or your taxes may actually be higher. I get that. But you're also able to invest, if you use a standard 401k, you're able to invest some money that's not really yours. If you put 10 grand in a 401k and you're in a 25% tax bracket, $2,500 of the money you put in is money that would have gone to Uncle Sam, like right now. And you get to compound for the next 35 years interest, capital gains, dividends on $2,500 that's not yours. And then at the end of 35 years, you give them the $2,500 back and you keep the profit. Not a bad thing. These are not a bad thing. These are not bad ideas. Now, post-tax money in a solid no-load mutual fund, if you're truly investing and you're really not that happy with the 401k idea and you're really looking at putting some dollars away seriously and in a disciplined fashion over many, many years, you don't want to use a mutual fund. You want to use either a tax-deferred variable annuity, and there are currently some very good programs out there that will allow you to invest and not pay current income taxes. So you won't be getting a deduction for going into it, but you also won't be paying taxes on a year-by-year basis. So that's a very good idea. The alternative, if you're going, boring, I really want something more exciting, buy individual stocks. Because then, even though you will be paying tax at some point, you're going to be paying at a capital gains rate that for a lot of folks is going to be zero. If you're in the 15% tax bracket, your capital gains rate is zero. So you could be putting money away in individual stocks, well-selected, intelligently managed, monitored, pruned, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This goes back to the investor discipline. And again, most folks not interested. But if you're the person who is, that might very well work. Lots of fun. Thanks, Jim. Very, very good. Very, very good. Very interesting indeed. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. We are scheduled to have Sarah and Shane in the 9 o'clock hour. We're not sure that's actually going to happen. We're not sure. John, we're not sure. John feels very confident. John has a sense that this is going to happen. Just having fun with you. Come on. 610-720-7900. Folks have asked about softball. Softball has started. We've been rained out. We have played three nights. We've been rained out three nights. So we're halfway through. We're a quarter way through half the season or something. I mean, it's just dreadful. And I have to admit, I'm slacking off a little bit. I'm only hitting 687 this year. Only, yeah. Last year was 740, 750, so I'm down a little bit. But I do have six walks. I never walk. And this year I'm walking all the time because it is. Walking is good for your exercise. Oh, and I love the guy. I really do. It's just sometimes. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. My husband and I saw you at the Freddy's preview show at the State Theater. Wasn't it amazing? It truly was. John was there. Truly was. John's mom was there. Truly was. Our good friend Marlene was there. She's a volunteer. She just loves it. Apparently she has seen bunches of them. This was our first. Young lady writes, we are soon to be great grandparents for the very first time. Very cool. We had college funds set up for each of our grandchildren, but I understand the laws have since changed. Is a college fund still a good idea for our new great grandbaby? And the answer is maybe. It depends. No, it probably is. The laws have changed, but they haven't changed appreciably. As far as you're concerned, and here's why. The 529 plan, what you're referring to as a college fund, is referred to by the IRS as the 529 plan. And it allows folks to put money into a program, invest it for over a very long period of time, hopefully, pay no income taxes as it's growing. And then if the money is used for qualified educational expenses, and the list for that is very, very long and very comprehensive and easily met if you're so inclined, it all comes out tax-free. And additionally, the state of Pennsylvania gives you a tax deduction on your Pennsylvania return, not on your federal, but on your Pennsylvania return, $4 that you put in. So you put 10 grand in, Pennsylvania allows you to save 350 bucks, something along those lines. And the federal government says if you leave it there and it grows and it makes some money, yada, 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 if you spend it on college, it's tax-free. So over the course of 18 or 20 years, you put in $75,000, it turns into $150,000. That $75,000 of profit is tax-free. So all of this is very, very good. All of that is still true. Now, you said the tax laws have changed, and that's exactly correct. The 529 plan is no longer a college fund. It is an educational fund. Prior to the new tax law, if you had money in a 529 plan, it was required. It was a requirement that the money be spent after the student graduated high school. It's referred to as post-secondary, which I had that drip. If you have allergies, sometimes you get that post-secondary. You can't breathe. It's disgusting. That's not what it meant at all. And John, I'm offended you would even say that. But bottom line, where does this come from? It's the voices in the head. Just got to check the medication. Post-secondary was always the requirement. Now, new law says, nope, any education. So it could be preschool, or I just heard of a child applying for preschool. Yeah, I know. 2.5 years old, preschool. And then you go to preschool, and then you go to kindergarten. It doesn't matter. If it's an educational expense and you have a 529 plan, it's available, which is why some folks are saying now. That's what they're saying, 529 plans are even better than they used to be. So is it still a good idea? It really is. Great grandchild, congratulations. That's little Tina Turner there. It's how's that not distracting? She's fantastic. And yes, it is annoying that I'm talking over it, but you'll get the whole song at the end of the show, right? Are we going to do it that way, or are we going to do CCR? Yeah, I'm thinking we should do this. And then I'll be stuck on my headphones again. It's really good. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. That's Tina Turner playing us out at the top of the hour. Fox Network News in the next half hour with Any Luck at All. Shane and Sarah of Laughing at My Nightmare right here on More Than Money. We'll keep on turning.